Hey, chart review. Today's date, which is 10th. Patient seen by Dr. Ogunleye, O-G-U-N-L-E-Y-E, at TEH on the 8th. First patient, GC, 46-year-old, presents with cough, congestion, shortness of breath, positive COVID, chest x-ray shows pneumonia. Patient was shipped to Deerbrook for further care. She did not answer her phone. JH, 21-year-old with flu-like symptoms, chest x-ray negative. No. 21-year-old status pulse fall, complaining of leg pain, x-rays negative, treated with Flexeril, Naprosyn, and give her injection of Toradol. He did not answer his phone. Then KJ, 20-year-old with asthma, presented with wheezing, treated with Solu-Medrol, Duonep, swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, sent home with albuterol bromfit. In big letters or asterisks or somehow put, if you consider treating patient at home with steroids as well, if patient gets an, was given steroids in the emergency room, or strongly consider, let's put it that way. Next patient is BS, 52-year-old with migraine headache, history of cervical cancer, colostomy bag with colon metastasis, treated with fentanyl, Fenugreek, sent home, no lab, no workup, must consider blood work in a 52-year-old with cancer and severe headache, also consider CT to rule out metastasis. Next patient is PT, 44-year-old with chest pain, cardiac workup negative, chest x-ray negative, EKG negative. Dr. Clem was not called. He was sent home with Prilosec. Patient is upset because he's still having chest pain. He's considering he's going back to the emergency room tonight to get rechecked. And he was referred to cardiologist, but of course has not seen him yet. Must call cardiologist with any patients with chest pain over 35 years old. Workup was appropriate. Next patient is FL, is a 64-year-old male exposed to heat, complaining of weakness, blood pressure elevation, CT negative, chest x-ray negative, diagnosed with volume depletion, IV fluid times 1 liter, BUN was 40, creatinine 1.89. Consider admitting the patient for observation in a 64-year-old with a high BUN and creatinine to recheck BUN and creatinine after more hydration. Dr. Ogunleye did do a CT and an EKG that were both negative and a cardiac workup. And next patient is KS, 69-year-old with follow-up of shoulder wound, dressing changes carried out, no one answered the phone, patient is already on antibiotics. JF, 28-year-old with abdominal pain, diagnosed with colitis, transferred to Deerbrook. She did not answer her phone. Next patient is MM, 40-year-old, comes in with pain all over, swab test negative, treated with Tylenol and Naprosyn. She did not speak English when she was called. DS, 44-year-old with extensive history of hypertension, coronary artery disease in the past, comes in with increased blood pressure of 175 over 106. He was given Clonidine 0.2. He arrived at 9:40 a.m., was sent out at 10:40 with history of heart disease, must consider doing blood work and cardiac workup. With hypertension in the person with known heart disease, must do an EKG. Dr. Clem was not called. Patient told me that Dr. Clem was upset because they should have called me from the emergency room. In quotation, he tells Dr. Clem told the patient, in anyone with chest pain, or again, consider calling Dr. Clem if his patient shows up with increased blood pressure. And must do blood work once again. Patient's blood pressure was 146 over 92 when he was sent out. And no meds were given. Again, please consider what would keep the patient from having blood pressure increase in the next 4 to 6 hours when the clonidine 0.2 milligram wears off. Lots of things to consider in this patient. Also, do not forget, must call cardiology every time patient comes in with chest pain or one of their patients shows up. Next patient is RR, status post-fall, x-rays of the knee negative, positive abrasions, treated with naproxen and Keflex, doing well, no complaints. DM, 74-year-old, left arm laceration. Laceration was closed, Keflex was given. DT up to date, patient had no complaint. Next patient is CH, 13-year-old with URI symptoms, positive COVID, treated with Tessalon and Paxlovid, doing much better. Mom was happy with the care. Next patient is RO, 55-year-old with URI symptoms, swab test negative, treated with zithromycin, Tessalon, albuterol, was happy with the care received. Next patient is AB, 14-year-old with a rash consistent with possible impetigo, treated with steroids, Keflex, and Bactrobam. No one answered. Next patient is DB, 17-year-old with same symptoms, lives in the same household as the patient above, also treated with steroids, Keflex, and Bactrobam. Next patient is JR, 5-year-old with diagnosed with cellulitis, facial cellulitis, treated with prednisone and clonidine. No one answered the phone. The redness was around the eyes and the eyelids. Next patient is ZG, 16-year-old with URI symptoms, swab test negative, treated with Tessalon, albuterol. No one answered the phone. Next patient is BT, 21-year-old with nausea, vomiting, heart rate of 138, positive COVID, lab, TSH, urinalysis, chest x-ray, tox screen negative, treated with metoprolol in the emergency room, was sent home with metoprolol, Paxlovid, Bromfed, and albuterol, doing better. Was happy with the care received. Thank you.